Is there, are there, this is a good question. Are there other options for an injured person to get financial help quickly besides settling quickly for a fraction of the value of their case or taking out a loan? Stephen?
To get their settlement money quickly, are there other options other than the settlement?
Are there other options? So if you're hurt and you got money problems, are there options that you have other than settling with the insurance company? Because that's the hammer they got over our clients or our potential clients who haven't come to us yet.
Well, a big one that some people choose to use, I don't necessarily always encourage it, is you could always get an advance on your settlement from one of the companies that provides that service. There are several, in the area that do that, that they charge an interest rate based on how long the case takes to settle. Sometimes that's right for some people, but there aren't a ton of options for people if you are missing work and you can't get, money right now, I don't think, unless I'm wrong.
Well, no, you're right on what you said, but I have some other options. So there are some other things you can do. One thing you can do, so I probably have seven. Let me see if I got them right. So one thing you can do is you can tell the insurance company to give me an advance. I'm not going to sign a release, but you want to be so fair to me, give me $5,000. And then we'll take that off the settlement later. You may have, that's one. Two, you may have MedPay. So you may have MedPay on your own insurance company. You get your medical bills paid for. Use your health insurance. Use your health insurance. That should pay for all your medical. If you come to Stephen or I, we have doctors and medical providers that we know that will treat on a lien basis, meaning they will, if it's a case, that they can get you some care and they will get paid out of the case. Just like every other case, just like even if you go to Barnes Hospital or something, if you're in no pay, they'll treat you, but then they'll put a lien on the case. So then there's I teach lien law. I did so last week. So there's a law in Missouri where medical providers can put liens in cases and get paid out of it. So then now lawyers don't give liens, loans ethically, but there are other loan companies. I highly discourage them because it's really high, really high interest rates. But there are other things. So there's government benefits. So can you apply for Social Security disability? Are there any other ways for you to get paid some wage loss damages? That you can try that. Then sometimes your employer will give you, talk to your employer. Maybe you have vacation. Maybe you have sick. Maybe you can go to your vacation for next year. Maybe you can do something while you can be off work. Maybe you can talk to your employer. Maybe they'll give you some light duty work. Maybe you can get paid something. Maybe you can do something. So I don't know if I got to seven, and I'm sure I have other ideas. But the other thing is you got to remember, if you don't have a big bank account, a bunch of money saved and stuff, you're going to take a financial hit from this case. But it's smarter for you to trade in the truck and buy a cheaper car, or to move from an expensive apartment to a cheap apartment, or decrease your monthly nut that you got to spend and hold out for a year, get the surgery, get all the stuff, because on the back end, you'll put so much more money in your pocket, tax-free, in a personal injury settlement. So that's what you should do.
Loan advance companies that sometimes you maybe might want to settle more quickly to repay things and get it over with, rather than let the process play out as it should.